Bokeh Tov, Chodesh Tov, Rosh Chodesh Adar. We're learning Hilchos Tefillin Lamed Aleph, the laws of wearing tefillin on Shabbos. So, question number one, do we wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? The answer is no. Shulchan Aruch writes, Asur L'Niach Tefillin. Question two, why? Why can't we wear tefillin on Shabbos Yontif? Seems like a fun thing to do. The answer is that Shabbos is called an oat. Ot hi, bein yu bein bein Yisrael. And tefillin is called an ot, shartam le'ot al yadecha, a sign. By Yontif and Pesach, it's mentioned an ot. And there's a hekesh, a connection between Pesach and all the other holidays. So since we already have this ot, in the essence of the holiday is an ot, we know, don't need it. It would almost be disrespectful to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov because it would make it seem like we need the tefillin oath. And so there's no tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. By the way, there's a spiritual explanation of this given by the Svas Emes. He explains that the oath is that dveikus, that deep inner connection, the mochin, the godless, the he'aras, the light. And we feel that naturally in Shabbos and Yom Tov, during the week, we need to get to it through tefillin. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't need that. So maybe that's also why women don't wear tefillin. They don't need it. They're on a higher spiritual level, perhaps. So that's a bit about the why. By the way, this is very halachically important because this is the reason why tefillin are Zman Groma, according to many, because we don't wear it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, we learn from tefillin to all the other mitzvahs of Zman Grama. So it's a very significant detail. What about, the Shulchan Aruch said, the zilzul if you were to wear tefillin. So you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. What if I found tefillin on the floor? So certainly in Mishnah Berurah notes, you could pick it up in that case because it would be disrespectful to the tefillin. And even if it's in a box or if it's in a bag, or Shlomo Zalman Arbach says, still you're allowed to pick it up and then, you know, drop it as soon as you have a place where you can put it where it will not be mizul zal. Okay, second se'if in this simin, what about on chol hamoed? Is it a chol or is it a moed? Do we wear tefillin? The Shulchan Aruch writes, we do not aser laniach tefillin because chol hamoed is also considered an oat. What about Ashkenazim? So the Ramah writes, yesh omrim shechol hamoed chayev b'tefillin. Some say that you do have to wear tefillin in the name of the Rosh and others, the big machlokas. And so many have the custom to wear tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah does note that the Taz writes, we do not say a bracha on this tefillin because the minhag of the Gra and others, as we'll see, Nusach Sfarad, Chasidim was not to wear tefillin. And so you wouldn't say a bracha. And you wouldn't say that it out loud. You wouldn't also yishlerech bechashay. If you do bless, you say it quietly to the lo lasot machlokis, not to make a machlokis. Even if you're doing what you're doing, you don't want to make a machlokis about it. That's an interesting he'ara of the Mishnah Berurah. However, if you're in a congregation where they do wear tefillin and you don't wear tefillin, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you should wear tefillin, but without a bracha, just to not look different. Mishum lo titkodedu. I wonder if nowadays that would apply, since it seems like people know about all the different customs of the wearing tefillin or not wearing tefillin, so I don't know if it would make a machlokas in that shul. Probably not. My intuition would be to say it wouldn't have to do it nowadays, but I'm not a posek. Once I was in that situation, I was in Chutz La'aretz, and it was for me, chol, and for them, kodesh, so I was wearing tefillin, and they were not. So I stood behind the mechitza and davened, so they wouldn't see me and think I was crazy. But it was because they were keeping 2 days Yom Tov and I was not. It was a crazy situation. I think it was the first day of Shavuos. Anyways, the Maisa, we also know that Nusach Sfarad, Chasidim, and students of the Gra, in this they agree that one would not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's because in the Zohar, he's very against wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and that has become the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael, as noted by the Shevet HaLevi and others. So in Israel, it's virtually accepted by everyone not to wear tefillin. Not everyone agrees, but that's usually the custom. It seems to be becoming more and more prevalent, even in Chutz La'aretz, maybe because more people are coming to Eretz Yisrael and going back to Chutz Laaretz. So it seems like that is the predominant minhag nowadays, but everyone should just do whatever their family minhag is regarding tefillin and not tefillin. And I'll just end with a Rosh Chodesh note. So on Rosh Chodesh, the minhag is to wear tefillin, but then to take it off before Rosh Chodesh Musaf. So what's the idea? So perhaps one explanation is that Rosh Chodesh is kind of an in-between holiday. Usually we think of it more of a whole day. We just sing a little hallel, but really it's half a holiday. So there's an Indian to have a special meal, to have some wine, bring karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. So the idea is that we wear tefillin half the time, but then we dafka take it off in Musaf when we get the extra he'aras, the os, the kedusha, the dveikus, the keter of Musaf. So dafka we take off the tefillin to show that we get that strong connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu even without our holy tefillin. We should take the inyan of the tefillin, the dveikus of the tefillin with us our entire day, especially in Chodesh Adar. Hope you enjoyed the summary of Hilchos Tefillin Lamed Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah Dirshu. Hope you're enjoying these Shirim podcasts. Please share it with the world. Subscribe to the podcast to get daily halachas every day. And have a wonderful, wonderful Chodesh Adar full of Simcha.